Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
How dreary would Ruth's life have been had she sought rest, Ruth 1:9, with the gods of Moab. But, in spite of the uncertainty of her journey to Judah and to Jehovah, she was discovering the truth, quote, "In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths," Proverbs 3:6. At Boaz's invitation, Ruth continues gleaning in his field from barley harvest until the wheat is being gathered in. Naomi is overjoyed with the situation and ascribes it all to the Lord. As she puts it, quote, "Blessed be he of the Lord, who has not forsaken his kindness to the living and the dead," Ruth 2:20. But now it's time to move in God's purposes. Quote, "My daughter, shall I not seek rest for thee, that it may be well with thee?" Chapter 3, verse 1 in the King James Version. Naomi knows that Boaz, quote, "is winnowing barley tonight at the threshing floor," verse 2. Ideal for a private conversation, away from prying eyes and ears. So Ruth must prepare to meet what they hope will be their kinsman redeemer. Quote, "Wash yourself and anoint yourself, put on your best garment, and go down to the threshing floor," verse 3. There, when he stretches out for the night to protect his harvest, she will plead her cause. She'll do this by symbolically placing herself under the border, the Hebrew word is kanaf, of his coat. The same word he used when he said, quote, "The Lord God of Israel, under whose wings, kanafim, you have come for refuge," chapter 2, verse 12. Ruth was warmly received by Boaz, who was willing to take up her cause. But there was a problem, quote, "There is a relative closer than I," chapter 3, verse 12. Nonetheless, when Ruth returns to Naomi with the news, she responds, quote, "Sit still, my daughter, for the man will not rest until he has concluded the matter this day," verse 18. Yes, we too can rest, because our Redeemer would not rest until he cried, "It is finished."
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.